Corrine White.
And where were you born?
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
And why did you or your family come to Vancouver?
I was 11 years old when I came here. My mother was here.
And when did you begin to work? And why did you decide to find work?
I started work, well, I was doing housework when I was 14. Then I started working at Leckie's when I was 16, which was a shoe factory.
Right. When was that?
Let's see, I was 16. So that would make it 41? 1941.
Right. And was it hard to find work then?
Yes, well, you had to search because there were... Right. When you didn't have a good education, it was hard.
Right. And what kind of work did you do in your first job?
I was in a factory. I was working on logger's boots and on a machine.
Was it unionized at all?
Yes, it was. I couldn't tell you what the union was, though.
Right. Was it mostly women who were working there, or men and
women? It was a mixture, men and women. Right. Majority and women.
What were the conditions like there? What were the hours like, the wages, safety, those kinds of factors?
You worked 8 hours a day. The money was very poor. They did have piecework, but you had to be there for a long time before you got to make any money. I think I was earning $9 a week.
And was the job specifically a job that women did, or did men and women do the same kind of work within the factory?
Men and women did. There was machine operators, men as well as women.
And did they receive equal pay to do that kind of work?
I don't remember. I was young at the time, and really those things weren't.
Did people feel that the union helped better their working conditions?
At that time, no.
Right. Was there any discussion of the union?
I went to a union meeting, a couple of them, I think. Right. But there weren't too many that went. There was maybe 10 people there.
Why did you go? Why did you decide to go?
I guess because I wanted to see if it could be better.
Right. And
I only worked there 6 months. I quit after that.
Were most of the women who worked there young women like yourself?
Mixed.
And why did you decide to stop working there? Did you find a better job? Or?
Well, being young, I think they offered me a penny an hour raise, and it just seemed to be not enough, so I quit.
Were you able to find another job after that?
From there, I worked for an uncle in a cap factory.
Right. Is that how you got into the garment trade?
Yes, I guess it was.
So from that point on, did you work as a garment worker?
After that, I went to work at Boeing's during the war.
Can you describe what it was like working in Boeing's during the war? Were there many
women? Very good conditions.
And were there many women there?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work did you do?
I was a riveter.
And what would that entail, being a riveter?
Well, in Vancouver, it was mostly sections of different planes, and in Vancouver, it was some body sections, mostly wing sections, and putting the framework together, and then later, it was working on the bigger sections of the B-29s at that time.
So would you actually put the rivets in, the hot rivets?
They were cold.
Cold rivets, right. Mm-hmm. So what kind of process was that? Would you work alone or with a group?
With a partner.
Right. Were the teams, women and men, or men and...
Oh, yes, there was a lot of men and a lot of women. There was a mix, really, about half and half, I'd say.
Right. What kind of attitudes were there amongst the men towards women coming into that kind of industrial job?
Fine, they didn't mind at all. I don't think I ever heard anybody, you know, it just seemed to be together, sort of. It was nothing.
Did they train you to be a riveter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was the training program like? Would it be classes?
On the job, you know, just on the job training, that was it.
Almost like an apprenticeship
mm-hmm.
kind of program. Right. And, let's see. What was the union like in the Boeing plant? It was the International Association of Machinists, right?
Yes, it was, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think they were quite good. I don't remember hearing too much about it at that time because with the shift work and I don't think they were as active as they became later, but at that time they weren't too.
So you would work swing shifts, or?
Oh yes, yeah, three shifts.
And were you single then, or married?
Single.
Right. It'd be a difficult issue. Yeah. Swing shifts. Let's see. What was life like in terms of the social life around your workplace during the war? Did people spend time together? Were there special events for workers who were on evening shift? Was there a sense of community?
I think there was, yes, and you did meet people from all the Western provinces.
Who came into work training?
Yes, I met a lot of people I've often wondered what happened to since.
Did people in the community accept women working in industrial jobs, and was that was there a sense of doing this work for the war effort?
I think so.
Were there any issues that came up in Boeing that were particularly important kinds of workplace issues? You remember?
I don't really think so, no. They were always very conscious because you had the Boeing, you had a lot of management around. You had the Boeing men and you also had Air Force men going around. So any safety things they were aware of all the time, such as the air hoses and things that could be dangerous, or the any of the drills that you were working with were long, and they were always conscious of these things. So you had to be very careful of things like that, and as far as working together, there was never too much, you know, people were not laid off or fired, or there was never very many issues in that way.
So management was fairly careful?
I think so.
Was that in part to keep production going, do you think?
I think so, yes, I think so. They seemed to work together very good, anyway, I remember.
Was there fear amongst women towards the end of the war in Boeing that they would lose their jobs when the war ended and they'd be laid off?
That was always a fear when the war ended. I went the next day and got a job, which started the week after, so to be sure that I had a job.
Right. What kind of job did you get?
I was working in Woodridge's bakery.
And was there a difference in the kind of wages you were making? And
yes, there was. There was a drop in wages. I can't remember what I was earning at Boeing's, but I know when I started working at Woodridge, I was earning $17.50 a week.
Right, which was down?
That was average. It was an average wage at that time, though.
When they laid off at Boeing, did they lay off everyone at once? Or
mm-hmm. Everybody at once.
And were people fairly frightened about losing
jobs? They accepted it.
Yeah. Was there a lot of concern about returned men and what they would be able to do in terms of finding jobs?
I think people figured that a lot of the men would go back to whatever they were doing before, or some would need additional training, and I think this was a concern.
Did the union have any policy in relation to layoffs or jobs?
Not in the war, in the production of planes and things.
Do you remember whether any of the government policies, such as the no-strike pledges or wage controls, had an effect on the conditions within the union or people's attitudes towards conditions within the workplace?
No, I don't remember.
Were you active at all in the union during the war?
Not at that time, no.
Right. But you just knew it was there?
I knew it was there and I was a member. And
right. Did your family support trade unionism?
Yes, at that time, my stepfather, I had a stepfather, he was in the shipyard and he was a member of the union. And a bartender after that, and he was a member of that too.
So you came out of a family that
we're aware of.
Yeah, right. And when did you begin to become active within the labor movement?
Well, I always had a natural curiosity, I guess, and then after I was married, I started working, I guess, about 55. I was married in 47, and in between time I didn't work. I was raising children, so, I just a natural curiosity. I wanted to find out what was going on in my own work.
Where were you working at the time?
Western Cap and Garment, which is a cap factory.
What kind of issues made you curious so that you became more active in the union?
More curious to find out what wages and conditions were in other factories and just to see what was going on.
What was it like in this place where you were working? What kind of conditions were there? What kind of work did you do?
I was always an operator. When you're in the cap factory, it's small. There was only maybe 15 or 20 people, and you learn to do the whole thing yourself, or you finish yourself. So you're it's a different type of than a large factory. The people I was working with were very good, and everybody got along very well. The union had been in there maybe 2 years when I joined, so it hadn't been in there too long.
And did people talk about how the conditions had altered because of the union?
They thought it was better.
What kind of things would be improved? Would it be wages? And
the wages were improved, and or getting better.
Yeah.
At that time it was getting better.
Mm. Were hours of work a question at all?
Not at that time. They became, after a few years, then the hours were cut.
Okay. So you became interested in looking at your plant and other plants, and what kind of steps did you take to find out both this information and to get more active within the union?
Well, the woman that was the chair lady at our shop, I went with her to the different meetings and things, and that was how I became more involved. And then she became a widow and moved out of town, and then I took over the chair lady's chair.
What kind of work would you do as a chair lady?
If new people were in, and you'd give them a sign them up for the union and let them know about what was involved. And
would you oversee conditions to ensure that the contract was enforced?
Oh yes, if anybody had a problem, they'd come to you.
What about pricing of garments? Was that a question?
It was a time workshop. It wasn't a piece workshop.
Okay. So that then you wouldn't have to be involved in
pricing.
Okay. And was there a checkoff at that time, or was that the responsibility of the union to oversee?
No, that was from the employer.
What kind of clauses were there within the contract? Were there wage clauses?
Holidays, wages, vacations.
And how did your activity within the labor movement affect your workplace situation? Was there hostility from management to this?
No, not ever in our shop.
Right. What kind of attitudes did management have towards the union?
We don't seem to have too much of a problem as far as management goes in our union. We seem to be quite cooperative. Mm-hmm. There are sometimes we have a little difference of opinion, but that's life.
Right. So did you continue to work within the same shop while you were active for a number of years? Or?
Yes, well, I worked up until 2 years ago in the shop, and then I became a business agent.
So the business agent position, is that a paid position?
Yes, it is.
And is it elected by
the No, I was hired by the Western region director.
And they make their decision based on people who have been active within the union?
I think so, that have shown an interest in it.
As business agent, have you been involved in any organizing of workplaces?
No, I haven't.
Right.
I would like to be, but it's very difficult when you're alone.
Yeah. What kind of jobs, what kind of tasks do you do as a business agent? What are your responsibilities?
My responsibilities are, if there's a problem in a shop, I go and I intercede on their behalf, either with management or with the chair lady's help.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have her help and try and settle it between the two.